At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Astros Baseball. I'm just getting a little set up here. The first time using StreamYard. I haven't had time to set anything up, but I definitely wanted to do an episode today. I am all alone as my co-hosts are busy this evening, and I kind of came up with this a little late. But the mixture of night shift, the off season, and Thanksgiving kind of slowed the action down here on Astros Baseball, but the wait is over. If you've been waiting for a new episode, if you are live on Facebook or X, then you can follow along. Come on in, make some comments, and help me make this a little more interesting. But anyway, on today's episode, the first thing we're going to talk about are the winter meetings. The winter meetings have already started. That's where the owners and all the big wigs, they went to Nashville making deals. And Dana Brown said this today, "I feel good that something could happen before we leave here on Thursday." Or he said on Thursday, maybe. So will something happen? I don't really know. They got a lot of people to move if they need to. But we'll see. We'll see what the Astros do here on the during the winter meetings. We'll see. All right. So this next subject, it really surprised me to read this. But should it really surprise you? I don't really know if it's surprising or not. Dana Brown says the Astros are committed to center fielder Jake Meyer. I thought the Jake Meyers experience was over. I thought Jake Meyers was going to get traded. But apparently, Chaz will be in left field. Unless Yordan's in left field. And then Chaz will slide over to center fielder. But apparently, Dana Brown and the Astros are totally committed. And they believe in Jake Meyers. How about you guys? I don't know how you feel. But I think, I really don't know. I mean, because Chaz is a great center fielder. We'll still have, I can't even remember people's names now. It's been so long. We'll still have Dubon. He could play center field. I don't think we need him. We got Corey Jolks, but they're committed to him. They really like Jake Meyers. So the Astros, what they said they need, and I don't have a little thing for this, they need a backup catcher and relief pitcher. So that does show that they're committed to them, because that isn't who, or that isn't what they want. So anyway, I know you guys saw this in the news. Alex Bregman is going to get traded. I kept seeing it, and I was like, well, I mean, if you can get a guy that can play third base well, if you could get someone that can fill in nicely for Bregman, because Bregman is going to leave after next season. The thing around town is that Bregman wants a lot of money. He wants a lot of money. He's going to be 30, I believe. He's probably going to want a 10-year contract, and the Astros aren't going to do that. The Astros aren't going to do that. And to me, here's the reason. It's the same reason they didn't trade Springer. It's the same reason that they let all these other guys go. They are competing for a World Series. They're not trading their stars to build for the future. And that's why they're not going to trade Bregman. Do I think they're going to sign him afterwards? Probably not. Do I think, you know, Dana Brown said that, folks. He said, we want to make Bregman and Altuve Astros for life. I can see them doing that with Jose Altuve for sure, but not Alex Bregman. But you never know. This is his last year, Altuve's last year. Then you got Tucker, who has this year, next year. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. If the past is a clue of what they're going to do in the future, they're not going to sign any of these guys. But I think Altuve will stay, because he's the kind of guy that will take a deal that will allow him to stay in Houston forever, because I don't think he wants to go anywhere. All right, my next topic, Forrest Whitley. I think he was the number one pick in the draft. He takes some, illegal substances to make you a better player, to make you stronger. Claims that he took it on accident. And then he got hurt. He got hurt again. He's not that good. But one thing we said last season about Forrest Whitley is put him in the bullpen. If he's not going to be good enough to start, put Forrest Whitley in the bullpen. And that is what Dana Brown said. Forrest Whitley will compete for a bullpen position this season. Our focus is on bullpen, but not interested in overpaying in the relief market. That's Dana Brown. So if you think the Astros are going to go out and sign one of these high-profile relief pitchers, don't get upset when they don't do it, because it's not going to happen. And that's one thing they can do. They have a lot of starting pitchers. They could trade a starter for a reliever. They could do different things, like how Forrest Whitley is going to be in the bullpen. Hunter Brown could be in the bullpen. You never know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the 2024 draft, they did their little lottery thing, and the Astros picked 28. They had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with that. But next up, the Rule 5 draft. The Rule 5 draft is tomorrow, December 6th. The Astros had a chance to protect some players in AAA or wherever they're at, and they only chose to protect number 11 outfielder Kennedy Corona. Colin Barber, who's an outfielder. Zach Daniels, number 17, he's an outfielder. Number 14, Justin Dearden, a guy that everybody thought was going to be on the team last year. They didn't protect him either. And then Shea Whitcomb, who had like 30 home runs This guy's like the Corey Jolks of last year. And if you look at what Corey Jolks did last year, and you look what these guys have done, they may be safe. I think they're all going to be safe. The Astros know who to protect. And for some reason, they decided to protect Kennedy Corona. And so we'll see if that was a good decision. So we'll see him in an Astros uniform soon. What about this? Have you guys been keeping up with Shohei Ohtani? I can't think of all the teams that are interested in Shohei Ohtani. But he had a meeting with the Blue Jays. And he did say this yesterday, that I couldn't imagine playing for a team in New York. I've seen pictures of him in New York Giants gear. LA Dodgers, maybe. But who knows? Who knows? He could stay in LA, but it's going to be interesting. But this guy is going to want a lot of money, $500 million. And to me, I mean, who wouldn't want Ohtani on their team? The guy's amazing. But what Ohtani does is he takes so much money. Like if you look at the Angels, why are they bad? They had two of the best players in baseball. So why are they bad? Because all their money was tied up with these two guys, Anthony Rendon. They spent a lot of money on offense, but not on pitching. With Shohei Ohtani, I think the first 2 years, he's not even going to pitch. So all you're doing is paying $500 million for a guy that's going to DH. And I just think that there's a better way to build your team. I just think there's a better way to build your team. All right. Now, this has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with baseball, folks. And I wish somebody was in the chat room here to talk about this. But what do you think about this? The college football playoffs. I know this isn't baseball. I know this isn't the Astros. But the Florida State Seminoles go undefeated. I can't remember if it was 12-0 or 13-0, but it was a lot. Undefeated. Michigan, undefeated. They're in. Washington, undefeated. They're in. Alabama, who beat Georgia. And then Texas, who beat Oklahoma State. Now, I am not a Longhorn fan, so this might upset some of you. But Alabama deserves to be in there, right? If you think about it, Alabama deserves to be in there. Because they beat a team in the championship in what is known as the greatest league in college football. Although they pointed something out in the championship game and on TV that the SEC has a really bad record against the other Power 5 conferences this year, that it's a down year, but they still get respect. But Georgia had won 29 games in a row. I believe they were back-to-back national champions, and Alabama took it to them. Alabama beat them, so they definitely deserve to be in there. Now you look at Texas, they only lost one game, and that was to my team, Oklahoma. And, not a strong conference, and they beat Oklahoma State, who's not that good. And so there's your thing right there, right? If you're wondering why Florida State got left out, how are you going to put Alabama in there, who's 12-1, I believe, and leave Texas out, who is 12-1, and beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa? You can't do that. So you look at another team, one of the weakest conferences in football. This team lost their quarterback. They haven't looked good 3 weeks in a row. They barely beat Louisville, who is like number 17 or 15 in the country. They didn't look good. Now, it should be if you're in a Power Five conference, you go undefeated and you win your conference championship, you should be in. But if you put Florida State in, then you have to put Alabama or Texas in, and you would have to put Texas in because they beat Alabama head-to-head, no matter what. So I think because of that, and that's what most people think. They wanted Alabama in there. That's why. And I think another thing to look at is if Florida State went in the championship in the playoffs, they would probably get killed. They would probably get killed. So it's probably better for them to not be in it. They could sit outside and say, "Well, we should have been there," but you never know. At least they would get a chance. So anyway, that's all I have. I think 2 days from now, me and Steffi will do a show. I think that will be Thursday. And then, I'm gonna die for forgetting his name. Let me look it up. I got my phone right here. All right. Okay, it's on Messenger. All right. Benny DiStefano. Okay. I reached out to him because I saw a story about him. And I was like, wow, that would be very interesting to talk to him. He played in Major League Baseball. First base, outfield, I think, and catcher. First base, right field, and catcher. So this guy caught 3 games in Major League Baseball. He actually was with the Astros for a little while, so he has a tie to the Astros. He caught 3 games in Major League Baseball, and he is the last person, the last left-handed player to catch in Major League Baseball. And I think that's it. I thought I had some more lined up, but I guess I don't. But anyway, that's it. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Sorry we haven't been here. Sorry most of the show is about football at the end, but I do appreciate it. We're here live on StreamYard. Like I said, if you're watching this, it's going to be on YouTube. I'll put it on YouTube so you can check it out. Winter meetings, going through Rule 5 draft tomorrow. Let's see if Dana Brown can make some moves. There's been moves. There's moves every day. There's moves every day. People are trading each other. I think Seattle and the Braves made a 5-man trade. Pittsburgh or somebody sent somebody. People are on the move. People are on the move. But the Astros haven't done anything. I think they picked up a minor league guy. They've made a few moves, but I don't think it's Major League Baseball worthy. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Like I said, me and Steph will be back. We'll have that left-handed catcher on, and I will be searching for more guests so we can have them on here. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.